Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And children all over the world are preparing now to go to bed. They're preparing to jump into their beds and have happy dreams. But just before they do, I have a chance to sit and chat with them and see what's on their minds. Well, it was a lovely evening. The sun had already gone down, and the moon was shining a little bit, not quite dark enough for the moon to shine fully bright, but the moon was shining. You could see it up there in the sky. And Fritz and Ella were getting ready for going to bed. And they lived high up in the Swiss Alps. And their mother and father were still out working in the field, raking up the hay, bringing it in. And Fritz and Ella were getting ready to go to bed. They were used to going to bed by themselves often because their mother and father often worked late in the fields. But as Fritz and Ella were sitting on the footstool and sitting on the floor, getting ready to get into bed, Fritz says, "You know, it was kind of fun today." And Ella said, "Yeah, what was so fun?" "Well, Ella, when I was walking along the path to go up and bring some water to Dad, I saw gold all over the place. We must have a gold mine underneath us here." And Fritz was just 8 years old, and he wasn't totally familiar with what kind of gold was around there. And he was saying to Ella, "Ella, why don't we get some baskets and go out and shovel up that gold and sell it and then make some money for Mom and Dad so that they can have all sorts of nice things happen for them." And Ella, who was 16 years old, Ella said, "Fritz, do you know what kind of gold that is?" And Fritz says, "Yeah, it's gold. Gold is gold, and I like gold." And Ella says, "Fritz, that is fool's gold." "What? I never heard of that." "Well, Fritz, you haven't been around like I have. But all that sparkling stuff you see is fool's gold. And that sparkling stuff that you see is laying there on the ground, and it just makes people think that it's real gold, but it's not real gold." "Well, why isn't it real gold? It looks like real gold to me." "Well, Fritz, it's just not real gold. It's called iron pyrite. And it's a combination of iron and something else, and it shines like gold. And when you pick it up and gather it together, and you take it out of the light, it's just dull, doesn't shine at all. But it needs the sunlight to make the iron pyrite shine." "Well, gold is gold, Ella. Gold is gold. Can't we get the gold and take it into somebody and sell it and make some money for Mom and Dad? Can't we do that?" "I wish we could, Fritz. If we could do that, I would be the happiest girl in the world." "Well, Ella, come on, let's do that." "But, Fritz, look at what you're saying. That gold is lying on the path, on every path up here on the mountainside. And everywhere you go, you see that fool's gold lying there. Now, if that were real gold, you could be sure people would be shoveling it up and shoveling it up. And if that were real gold, and as much fool's gold as there is in the world, it's all over the world, I have read. It's all over the world. And if that is so, then it wouldn't be valuable. Real gold is valuable because there's not too much of it. It is hard to find, and it is made into a valuable gemstone. And that's what it is. not a gemstone, but a gem mineral. And that's really quite beautiful. But, oh, Fritz, come on. It's not too dark. Let's go outside for a minute. And the moon is just starting to shine. And let's see if the moon will shine on the fool's gold and make it sparkle. So they went up the path about 100 yards from the house. And there the moon is shining down. And they sat on a great big rock. And they looked at the path. The moon was shining off the path. And there was a little bit of glimmer of the fool's gold, but not like during the day. And so then Freddie said, "Now, you stay here, Ella. You stay here on the rock. I'm going to go down, and I'm going to pick up some of that fool's gold and bring it back, and we'll look at it." So he took the little basket he had brought along just for that purpose, and he took a handful of fool's gold, and he put it in the basket. And then he ran back to Ella, and he says, "Ella, now look." And Ella says, "This doesn't make it any more gold. Now, Ella, let's take it home, and let's put a shining light on it and see what happens." So they took it home. Ella was always interested in projects and ideas, and sometimes it was kind of difficult to get through to Fritz because he was so enthusiastic. And she had to get the truth through to him. And Fritz brought the fool's gold in the house, and he put it under the lamp, and it shone so beautifully. And he said, "Oh, this is wonderful." And Ella says, "Fritz, God gave us many wonderful things. He gave us our bodies. He gave us our eyes. He gave us our ears. He gave us all the things that we are." And then he said, "Remember, I'm inside of you." And he said, "Now, you go out and you look at the world and you call it good and very good, even as I have. And remember that the world is to enjoy. It's not necessarily to possess or to own, but it's to enjoy. It's to look at it and find the thrill in it. Now, Fritz, look up at the moon. Isn't that beautiful?" "Oh, yes, I wonder if there really is a man in the moon." "Well, maybe there is, Fritz, who knows? Now, I wonder if this fool's gold is really gold." "I don't know, Fritz. But from what I hear, it's fool's gold. It is in such abundance that the fool looks at it and thinks that it's gold because it's so pretty. Now, you and I, Fritz, we look at this fool's gold and we say, 'Isn't it beautiful? How it sparkles in the sun, how it sparkles in the moon, how it makes me feel that I'm a path of silvery gold walking to the moon, walking to the sun. And when I look at the sunbeams shining through the dust in the afternoon after the fields are plowed, it feels just like I'm in a world of gold. All around me is gold because the sunlight is sparkling off of each little speck of dirt that is floating in the air, each little speck of dust. And it's so beautiful. And, you know, Fritz, I think that we're so blessed that we live in a land that has so much of the beauty that we have here in the Swiss Alps. It is so glorious. Fritz, before we go to sleep, let's look out the window." And as they looked out the window, the moon was getting brighter and brighter. And they looked down into the valley. And they could see the houses. And they could see the light of the cars moving around. And they could see all of the things in the valley coming alive. And it looked like the lights of the valley were just a short distance away because they were so brilliant and so beautiful. And Ella said, "Fritz, it is wonderful to live in this fairy land. We know that those are real people and real houses and real cars, but from here they look like toys. And from wherever we stand, let's look at life as a toy, Fritz, because that makes it so much more fun." Oh, Ella, you make things so nice. I love you. You're a good sister. Ella, you are so wonderful. You make everything so, I love you, Ella. Oh, I love you. And Ella tucked Fritz in bed and said, "Fritz, time to go to sleep now. Take your teddy bear and have happy dreams." Because, you know, Mr. Candle has been watching us. Man, what do you think of that, Mr. Candle? I think you're right, Ella. The world is for us to enjoy. Not to possess or own, but just enjoy. And you're so right, Ella. It is so beautiful. Have happy dreams, you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you.